Hey everybody, just a few things to cover before we get started. First up, just a reminder that Unpopular Opinion is a full-on podcast network now. Put out 10 to 12 episodes every week. You can hear them all for just $5 a month. How cheap is that? It's really cheap. Glad you asked. Go to patreon.com/unpops for more details. And as a extra fun bonus, on our Patreon site, you can hear the unedited version of the podcast you're about to listen to now. If you recall the last time we had Randall and Connor on, it was kind of a circus. Things went off the rails in a major way, and we had them back for this episode, and things went off the rails in a major way again. So much so that I had to edit a bunch of stuff out. But if you want to hear it all uncut, subscribe on Patreon, patreon.com/unpops. We're going to be posting the full 1 hour and 20 minute version of this podcast on our Patreon site, along with the version you're about to hear right now. Anyway, patreon.com/unpops. Thanks. We love you. Enjoy the show.
El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a bunch of weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I'd come on this show to defend those opinions. But now I don't really do any of that shit. I just do this show. Joining me today, he is one half of the duo who hosts the Mean Boys podcast. He's also my co-host on the Conspiracy the Show podcast on the Unpops Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Connor McSpadden. Also joining me, he is my former co-worker at Crack.com, and he's currently at Crack.com still as the art director or something fancy pants like that. He hasn't been on the podcast in over a year, and we are excited to finally have him back. Ladies and gentlemen, Randall Maynard. It's going to be a great show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unpopular Opinion.
Hi, Unpopular.
That's not how you talk, Jeff.
That's how I talk.
Don't talk like that.
I talk like this.
Don't.
That's the bit you're going to choose to begin this landmark episode, Jeff.
Yeah. This is a big one.
Every landmark episode.
Bitch.
Well, yeah, that's like starting.
I just totally become the guy that's fighting like, everybody. And fuck you.
It's like starting off the Ich bin ein Berliner speech with like, hey, what's up, Russia? You know, like it's a.
That was a good Germany, history reference right there.
That was not really. I fucked
you
it
really
up. I got the wrong
that
country.
JFK in East Berlin.
You nailed fucking up the show. That's what you nailed, Jeff.
So that's Connor McSpadden.
Bring it back to. I've been so friendly lately, and I'm. You know what? This has been a lot of pressure because I'm like, do I try to just have a good fun time, or do I come in and be an even bigger piece of shit? Because I told some Unpops fans I met in Minnesota this weekend that this was happening, and they're like, nobody wants this to go well. You know?
I do.
I kind of do too. I really love getting into big blowout arguments with people.
Neither do I. Randall Maynard!
Oh my God!
Yay!
How is it going? I haven't seen you in 50,000 years.
That's the noise.
We have a button for that.
Yeah. No, I do it also.
Oh, that's yours. We have to pay him every time we hit that button.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
He invented reggaeton horn.
I was hoping you would just take that soundbite and use it in place.
Randall
of
invented
the
competitive swimming.
I wasn't done, motherfucker.
Oh, you were for sure not going to say anything interesting, so I kind of did you a favor.
God, it's so great to see Connor again.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Can we? You know what?
This is really the Gore Vidal
you know
and William F. Buckley of podcasting.
You know what's
right
really
here.
Great is that people can see now.
I'm Gore Vidal. You're crypto fascist.
This is your version of being dressed up for a show.
Is a t-shirt and jeans.
You look significantly less homeless than the last time I saw
you. We weren't
you.
Live streaming last time, so I did take a shower and put on a Mean Boys shirt to do a little cross promotion.
We're going
to
blur that
for the
out.
Live stream.
Because that was one of the most offensive things that's ever happened to me, was being slammed for my clothes by a guy who looked like he was like...
Well, in my defense, you looked like you were trying, you know, and I was not trying. And I was like, you were trying.
You were
like, came out like this.
You were like, look at this fancy guy's shirt that I did.
I tried to listen to the episode in preparation for this because I've still never listened to it, and I made it about 10 minutes before I got too embarrassed for you to continue.
What are you, some kind of guy that wears clothes?
Hey, what are you, some kind of fucking guy that's dressed down or something?
We got the mean men in here. Edit that out.
Oh, you just got mean men. No.
So this is going to be fun.
Yeah, and Adam, I can tell, is very nervous that he's done a bunch of research only to have the discussion deviate wildly from it.
We're talking about enemies today, so that's fitting.
Well,
that's
also good. Add that Randall brought Connor a McRib.
He did.
Yeah, how about that?
A piece McRib, which I had to decline because I thought it was gross.
Yeah, I tried to be chill with Connor, and then he rejected my McRib and then tried to finish one of my sentences when I was in the middle of speaking
I got excited to contribute to a conversation and was lambasted for it for no reason. I was trying to be friends with you, you dildo.
you kept your streak of contributing nothing.
Hit a breath. You know, the hardest part of the show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life, when all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. And that's why we call this segment This Week in Me.
Now people can see how I play the guitar with the
double breast tickle motion kind of. I think it's the look on your
slap
face.
Slap the bass, man.
Yeah, you know what's great is Adam only gets to pull this one card to derail the argument once. You know, so he's already used up his music track.
I vehemently disagree. I've pulled it 3 or 4 times on episodes before.
Oh, okay, all right.
Episode with Chet and Danger. And
what the fuck were you thinking about that in the first place?
Yeah, that one, I did the cutoff maneuver at least 3 times because it was a fiasco.
This really does look like the shittiest Yalta conference right here. It's just the three of us.
You made so many, like, I've taken one U.S. history course.
I know,
references. Yeah. This is like the Ich bin ein Berliner sentence.
I promise I wasn't trying to sound smart. I don't think I'm smart, but those were just the things I picked.
So I think you're smart.
Who's the Stalin?
I mean, we all know
this group.
Who's known for their Soviet headgear, as we discussed on the last episode. That was one of the few things I did get to, was me shitting on your Che Guevara hat.
I have one of those hats.
Oh my God, I forgot about the hat. Yeah, that was your gauge of like a fancy person was just wearing a hat. You're like, look at this.
Look at me. I'm fucking fancy over here.
You guys have created this character for me where I'm just so hat? Blown away look by textile goods that I was just like, this guy's got buttons. What does he think? He's better than me?
Yeah. here's you were so mad about like a hat.
I was just
a hat.
You were so mad about
I wore this hat. I wore this hat.
You know, the hardest part of the show for me is the first few minutes. Anyway, so we should talk about the last episode, right? For people who haven't heard, the last episode of Unpopular Opinion that was recorded as me being a cracked employee still, the last one with Brett.
A fitting send-off.
Yeah. It went about as well as that should have gone.
Or as how this has gone.
Yeah. And we gathered, because Connor had been on a couple times before.
Never really popped, never really wowed anybody. You know, fine at podcast appearances. But
there was one time when people really hated you.
Yeah.
And then a second time you were on.
They kind of hated you.
And you were good. I thought, let's have Connor on a third time and get that rehab process finished.
Yeah, you're rebuilding it.
Yeah.
Building your credit score back
and
up.
And then fucking I took out a mortgage with no income.
and then we learned what happens when an immovable object meets an unstoppable force.
You know, here's what, from somebody who was listening to it, I was like on tour and I turned it on and I'm listening to it and I was like, Oh my God, Connor couldn't not be like a dick. I could hear you trying to not be.
Yeah.
And then just like, it was like, there was like a bad boy button that you just had to press.
It was a situation. And I'll give you my read on it. And then Randall, I kind of want to hear your thoughts. I feel like I tried to apologize a few times, was rebuffed and decided, well, you know what? If this is already burning to the ground, I may as well throw some lighter fluid on the situation. That's kind of how it went down for me. And people to this day, I still get a couple tweets about it every month. People bring it up to me when they see me out on the road. So what has the legacy been in your life, Randall?
What has the legacy been in my life?
Of the podcast.
Not to give it such a lofty fucking thing, but you know what's the reaction been? You know,
I am curious about that. Like, do people ever ask you about that episode?
Oh, I mean, they stopped me on the street. And yeah,
you motherfucker.
Like, oh,
people
man.
Weren't even excited about this How in the live stream because they didn't know what you looked like.
Nobody, yeah. Nothing happened. It just was.
You never got tweets
thing.
About it or anything?
The worst thing that happened was there was like that devastating news right after that was going to be the last appearance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On the podcast. Like, because I had been on the podcast a few times before then.
You had been on
fairly, like,
the second most besides Jeff.
Yeah. And it was, this is my favorite podcast to do.
And instead of bringing you back on to just catch up with your friends, they decided, why not do a big ratings grab for Podcast Sweeps Week and throw you in the shark tank with this dude you hate?
Oh, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Sorry.
Okay. I thought it seemed like it was my turn.
Now
to
let
talk.
Me tell my thing.
You're
right
talking,
now.
So yeah, I just want to make sure
you know.
That
there's
we're
you have to understand
cool
that people listen to these after we do them, and they expect some kind of entertainment
speaking.
Value over them
can't
instead
stop.
Of you just
can't stop
incoherently
cannot
babbling
stop
about nonsense.
Speaking.
Why did I do this?
I don't know.
Because
I don't
have my back
to
back podcast.
I distinctly remember getting steamrolled so much that I got so frustrated. It was like I didn't want to take cheap shots because. You looked like shit when we were podcasting, and you kept
like
commenting on my clothes. But I mean, and that's what I mean. That's saying something.
Well, there wasn't
like,
a lot to comment on
because
you had
now.
no personality traits to fucking take in and digest. And
we hadn't met. We hadn't even spoken. Like I literally walked in the room and sat down. And then that started.
Within
like,
5 minutes
you,
of meeting me, you can tell
version,
I'm a bad, negative person.
That's your
in 10 minutes with you, I got nothing aside from the fact that
meeting
you had
someone.
A cup of tea and a stupid hat. So I had to do what I could with
what
I had.
What are you guts? So what are you drinking? Is some kind of drink that everybody
Adam
drinks?
Adam brought up the damn tea, and then I joined him in the tea tirade.
Okay, so here's the thing. we all can agree that Connor is toxic.
Yes. I meant to queue up Britney Spears on my phone to play that every time.
I was going
to
say,
up.
Too, like when the apologies came around, it was weird because it looked like there was sort of this sad glimmer of self-awareness that happened that just came over you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... I didn't know what to do with that. I mean, because it's your problem. That's not mine. So I'm not going to... adopt your
you're not
going to
act like an adult that understands like you know
that you have
social
a mental
interactions
disorder
and accept an apology and move on because someone misgauged
I don't,
the scenario
I don't
want to
make light
started making fun
I don't
want to
make light
in.
Of your illness if you have one
my
but
illness
it looks like
you're
it's
hilarious.
Caused by eating too much corn dogs.
Ooh, what a slam, you guys. You know, the fat guy, Connor McSpadden. You know me, always
no,
chubby.
I mean,
I love
like
a good fried food on a stick.
So, I mean, you're,
we all
you're,
like
you're,
corn dogs though.
Yeah,
it's just that like, you know, try something else.
You got so profoundly butthurt and remained to the it's been a year, Randall.
I want to make it clear. I don't know you.
You don't.
I do not know you. I have no fucking idea who you are. I want to look. I don't know where the cameras are.
I never,
where,
I never, blue one. I never
like
pretended
nine,
to be famous.
There's like nine cameras over here, and I want to look into all of them. I say, I do not know this man.
Uh-huh.
And the first time we spoke is he just started burning me. And it was horse shit.
Oh, because you're on a comedy podcast, Randall. This is what happened.
Well, also,
I think
like
you think everything's roast battle, too.
It's all, yeah. It's
at
like
that time, for sure. And
no...
I've definitely gotten a lot chiller as a person. I think Adam, who sees me more than anyone here, could probably attest to that. Not to put you on the spot about it, but yeah, I don't know.
To let you talk on your own podcast or anything. But.
Adam has been smoking weed and enjoying himself this
oh, yeah,
entire,
I'm having a blast.
Adam is just sitting. You were like 8 feet from the microphone. You were just like, I'll let him go.
I was mugging into the camera for a bit there.
You were, yeah. Yeah, really.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm super glad I took the middle. By the way,
yeah, me
oh,
too.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
I'm like
a good
really.
Call.
I'm like, you know what? This is good.
Yeah, this is. It's new for Jeff because last time Brett was here and he got to be in the room when and I did the smart thing and I also booked a like I set up a really kind of detail heavy. Important political type of podcast for tonight,
yeah.
Just like I did last time. Which
I know.
Was, it's about Rodrigo Duterte last time.
And Randall, I'm going to try not to cut you off anymore. Okay.
You just cut off
Adam.
I didn't say shit about Adam.
You cut off Adam to tell me you weren't going to cut me off.
That was pretty great, actually.
That was pretty great.
Classic Connor.
Oh, jeez.
So what are we talking about today?
Enemies. Is that an intro?
Maybe we should be talking about enemas for Randall's hurt butt because he's so butt hurt.
Connor.
Connor.
Yes.
I'm going to get a fucking spray bottle.
Oh, they dropped the jar of pennies. I'm scared again. Let's talk about dictators.
I have to consult my fucking notes here because Adam thinks I'm smart and I know about geopolitics.
Sure,
so
sure.
So every time I get one of these emails, I have to do like a shitload of research.
Hey, here's a quick quiz. What part of Russia did the Ich bin ein Berliner speech take place?
Here's something. Why don't you shut the fuck up?
You're just so interruptible. Just I don't know what it
your
is.
Voice. You just I, love your
not
own
particularly.
Voice.
I think I just hate yours.
So Abu Bakar Muhammad Shakar.
Yeah, that guy. Let's talk about.
No, like, let's get into the intro because the background of this is interesting.
Well, because here's the thing: we did an episode a couple weeks ago called "Coming to Africa," and it was all about how we will definitely be at war in Africa.
Finally.
It was about the time we watched that Eddie Murphy movie backwards.
And I did that episode, and then the following Monday, we were in front of Congress lobbying them to expand the 2001 War Authority that covers the Middle East. They want it to cover Africa.
The 2001, that shit is crazy because you realize they just use that one declaration of war, and by certain powers being associated with one another, they can extend it, and we've just been basically recycling it throughout the years. And I thought it was kind of interesting. I heard Tim Kaine on a podcast, Hillary's running mate, talking about a bill he co-sponsored with, I think, Jeff Flake from Arizona, or I guess it was at the time. He's stepping down now. But just saying that there should be a sunset provision. They should have to be like renewed every 5 years and kind of efforts to get like more attention for that. But yeah, it's pretty fucking scary.
Yeah, it is.
You almost wonder if they could use that same they were lobbying for that under that same declaration in 2001, correct?
Right.
Okay, so yeah, it's like going all the way to Africa, which I understand is part of the Middle East, but it's like, for the love of God, guys, let's
Sub-Saharan Africa is different though. I mean, once you go under the Sahara, like you're way out of Middle East country. Like it's not even
I guess I was thinking more Northern Africa, but
yeah, it's really just Egypt and once you get to like Ghana and Mali and everything like that, that's a totally different world.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, I figured we should learn some of the names of the terrorists we'll be hunting down soon.
The unsigned hype list for terrorism. It's like the XXL freshman class.
Yeah. It did you not get that reference?
I didn't get that reference.
Oh, it's a rap thing.
Rap magazine.
Yeah.
Oh,
because every year this rap magazine picks like 12 rappers or something that they think are going to be like on the come up, and you go back, you see like 93, and it's like Snoop Dogg and Pac, and it's kind of cool. You see them throughout the years.
Yeah, I thought it was The Source, not XXL though, that did Unsigned Hype.
I think
Hype.
It's XX. Oh no, The Source did Unsigned Hype. XXL does the freshman class, and that's kind of
there. It is.
There it is.
Right? Now you all know.
Now everybody knows.
Everyone go subscribe Everyone go subscribe to magazines.
So this guy is the leader of Boko Haram. He's described as part theologian, part gangster, which
that's like a Tinder
bio.
That
sounds
kind of
cool. Yeah.
That'd be like Randall's Tinder bio.
That's everybody that was on death row.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my job title.
Theological gangster.
Yep.
He got really notorious online when video of him laughing about how his group abducted 200 schoolgirls in April 2014 made him one of the most hated men in the world. And it's interesting. This guy comes up. Has anyone seen the Red Pill documentary? Are any of you disgusting men's rights activists?
I have not seen it.
I was going to ask, how does that connect to the MRA? What is it?
Well, here's the thing. There is a woman in the Red Pill documentary who is also a men's rights activist. They call themselves honey badgers. And
that's disgusting.
She brings up a really interesting point about Boko Haram, which is that when they abducted those 200 girls, it became really big news and the world was outraged and everyone was really upset. Like a month before that, they set like 200 boys on fire.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
And they were also
these boys are on fire. Sorry.
They were also students at a school. They were school age. And they have a long history of killing young children, but they don't kill girls.
Like, to what end are they killing children?
It's
are they just
I mean, they're not killing girls, so they can
also
harvest.
He just said they were setting piles of them on fire. So
yeah,
I'd no, say to what that, ends? Like, what is the motivation?
It's probably to warmth. root out any.
Do I not understand to what end means?
No,
I think I'm correct, and Randall is just picking a point of contention for no reason to try to stir up controversy because maybe he's been the toxic one this entire time.
Whoa,
that's intensity eagle flying through the room.
I mean, they're clearly recruiting wives and victims.
Well, they speculate one of the reasons they finally turned to kidnapping girls was attention. Like, they want, like, any terrorist group wants some degree of attention from the media and from the public, and they weren't getting it when they were literally setting little boys on fire.
I'm trying to figure out
like why that was not as controversial. I guess because they weren't still alive.
I mean,
so you just go like, oh, okay. Well, I guess that's just what happens over there.
Well, here's the thing:
par for the course.
It happened in Africa.
I don't know. Yeah,
that's like part of it. That's the big thing that people seem to forget is like when shit goes down in Africa, the Western world doesn't give a f-
And who better qualified to talk about it than us, honestly.
Rick Perry is like recently commented about Africa and didn't acknowledge that there were like individual countries or anything. He just called. He said, I was in Africa.
Well, Africa has gold and oil.
But I like to imagine the terrorist PR department. It's like, did you send out the press release about the 200 boys? I did. We're getting nothing. All right.
Nobody cares.
Vox is just running with this fucking Weinstein shit. All right. You know what? Let's get the school bus. Like,
there is a $7 million reward for his capture. If anyone's in the market for capturing terrorists.
Doesn't seem like a lot for somebody who's done this much.
No, it's really not.
But it's like, how much extra money does Africa have?
Yeah, if it's in Africa, and
they literally
million.
Control the majority of the gold
dollars.
And diamond trade.
Yeah, that's true.
Like all precious metals and stones come from Africa.
But it's the thing of like, well, they also get fucked on mineral rights and stuff by like, you know, enterprising Westerners. But how many stories do you see about like countries in Africa where like things are going great? Like you don't see a lot of that. So I don't imagine they have a huge cash surplus for bounties.
Yeah,
but
it's very
that could
rare.
Be me being ignorant. I don't
it's
know.
Very rare that you just hear of an African nation that's just doing well.
Chad, killing it.
I had a student.
Weird that there's so few white guys in the Republic of Chad.
I had a student who was pretty sure his dad was working for a warlord in Zimbabwe. When Zimbabwe was going through shit in like 2011, 2012, one of my students, he was from London via Zimbabwe. And he's like, my dad goes over to Africa to work for like months at a time and then comes back and like, that's how our bills are paid. And then he's like, I think he works for a warlord. Because that was when Zimbabwe was going through some shit.
Oh, shit. Damn,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Maybe.
He's like, he brings home all these like $800 million bills that are worth nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because of like how like the economy was all fucked up.
So covered in like, you know, Chipotle sauce and shit.
Yeah. Bunch of shrunken heads.
So making making blocks out of Confederate
that's
money.
That's a currency.
Oh, that's you go up to a vending machine and you're like, oh, I got to put the shrunken head in the other way. It's so annoying.
It's one of those.
It's like one of those toss games.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Africa sounds fun.
Yeah.
Big Meek said he's on his way to Africa, and it frightens me what his intentions
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Trump voter going to Africa. Nothing good. Nothing good happening there. Yeah. Mineral rights activist. Very nice to know.
Yeah, that came up on that podcast also, that the first German death camp was actually in Africa.
No kidding.
Yeah, they beta tested that shit.
Was that like kind of like around Rommel Namibia. Shit? Because didn't he fucking run everyone around Africa?
No, but like, Rommel was just a 40
It
tanks.
Was pre-Hitler. Yeah.
Pre-Hitler, interesting. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Rommel was just military guy. He wasn't like...
Yeah, because he was actually kind of against that.
Yeah, he was not a fan of the whole purity. Well, I mean, he probably bought into it a little.
Yeah, I don't know a ton about what he did. I just know he fucked around with
tanks in the desert. Fox.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking Desert Fox kid.
There's two Bostons that are just reminiscing about Nazi history. I tell you, the Beer Hall Putsch kid, that shit was bananas.
Dude, I'm telling you what, man. If it wasn't for the Balfour Declaration, we would have never made it this way.
Oh, Connor and Jeff went to school.
Connor, listen.
Nazi
school. I was like trying to not to mention that that's a bit on Dana Gould's podcast about two
oh,
guys
it is.
Actually
yeah,
talking
yeah, yeah.
about shit, and I was like,
"You're right.
Oh,
that's
you're
more
just
political
gonna,
talk
you're just
than history
from
talk."
Dana Gould.
I've
that's cool.
never listened to that podcast before.
Oh, I actually have. Dana I just Gould didn't connect
awesome.
It.
He is.
I have not listened to it because I don't listen to.
I
other
think he records
podcasts.
At Nerdist on Mondays.
Oh, okay. I still don't care.
Well, I see him there a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't give a shit.
You see, this is what friends do. They give each other a little gentle ribbing, you know, because everyone's a grown up and
he
we
gave
know
us
that
we're not friends.
Words don't
we're
need
not
to be taken
friends.
Literally. Not with that attitude,
what
Randall.
The fuck is the
not
matter
with
you?
That attitude. We could have been
again. Everyone,
we just glossed over Jeff's gentle McRibbing joke.
Gentle McRibbing. You, oh, very
yeah,
well done, my friend.
Gentle.
Jeff is now texting.
Gentle McRibbing between non-friends. When a complete stranger comes up and is an asshole to you,
it ribs,
you don't go like, oh,
it's
what
literally
a,
called
what
ribs
awesome
for your
guy.
Pleasure. I'm not ribbing you for me. It's either for the audience or it's this is how, you know, you, whatever.
Condom <It's>. Joke.
Should we talk about, let's talk about Coney.
Oh, were we done with that guy?
Well,
because I'm always interested in that hasn't been seen in public for a long time. Thing.
Yeah,
because Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi only appeared in public once, and he's just like, "Hey guys, I'm real. Goodbye." Like,
yeah, you know. This guy has the way you know he's important to us. We've literally tried to assassinate him a time or two, And we keep thinking he's dead, and then he just shows up again like fucking Tupac.
Kind of like when I sent Randall those cigars around Christmas time.
Yep. Yeah. It was exactly
and like that scuba suit that was lined with lead.
How would you even put it on?
Yeah. No, they remember that shit about the Castro assassinations where they just gave him he loved scuba diving, so they just gave him a suit, scuba suit, like lined with like malaria or some shit. And he was like, pretty sneaky, US.
That is pretty sneaky.
The creative ways of trying to kill Castro were always very fun.
Yeah. And when we always thought that Bin Laden was dead, but then he kept driving he'd be like, okay, fine, I'll take out the webcam, I'll make another video.
Yeah, that's kind of this guy. He just keeps showing up in internet videos that are put out by the group's Public Enlightenment Department.
Oh, that's creepy. That's some 1984-ass shit.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
I'm always kind of, because a lot of these people seem like they don't provide a lot of whole like tactical leadership or anything. It's almost just that they have this figure that everyone wants that they can prove is still alive and that inspires people to join the movement. I almost think that's like the value in it, really.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing with this guy.
Like Katniss.
Yeah. Katniss Everdeen.
Who's Katniss?
You don't know Katniss Everdeen?
I don't know.
From Hunger Games?
I haven't seen or read.
You know what? Now I fucking hate you.
Yeah, I guess that book didn't hit you at the right time to be a teen who had a reason to read it or a creepy old dude who really didn't. But
yeah.
Second one for me. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I could have put that together.
Fuck you.
Joseph Kony.
Let's talk about
Kony 2012.
Can I admit that I thought Kony wasn't real? I thought he was just a...
Well, that's the thing.
Like a really evil hot dog vendor?
What's the Andy Kaufman alternate persona?
Tony Clifton.
Tony Clifton.
I just watched Man on the Moon the other night. Yeah.
How was it?
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh, it's really good.
It's okay.
Theater.
You know, Andy Kaufman would do a thing where he would, you know, act like he was a really good comedian, but he'd go up and he'd come across like an open mic or something. Kind of weird. Yeah.
So like you or what?
No, maybe I'm, you know, doing something a little too meta for you to understand. Maybe it's a little above your intellectual pay grade.
That's what stupid people say.
So Randall, what were you saying about
Kony? That's what stupid people say. What a line.
Can we talk about how I didn't finish
my sentence.
What did you say, Adam?
You saying about Kony?
Oh, I thought he was just like a persona that people took, like it was like a mythological thing.
Yeah.
Like I don't think there's a Kony.
Well, there's a chain of pizza places in L.A. called Kony, King of New York.
Is it really? And they
go by Kony.
Have I not seen that?
And like their website is like www.kony.com/. And I'm just like, do you want to update that shit? Like,
abduct the kids over to Kony's for a great evening in the arcade. Extra cheese.
Well, this was like a huge documentary that went. It was like YouTube documentary.
The
right?
day this shit dropped afterwards at community college was lit with Kony posters. This shit was everywhere, and I was like, what is this? This is some fucking. I don't know. I wasn't on Twitter or anything. I didn't read the news. I was a fucking 19-year-old dipshit, and I'm just like Kony 2012 everywhere. And I went and looked it up, and then it was gone like a week later. And I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah, they covered that on Channel One on the Channel One news.
Really, Randall?
Wait, what did he do?
Burped.
Oh,
did you have Channel One when you were a kid?
I do what I want.
I didn't. I'm uncultured, Jeff.
Did you
win.
Have Channel One?
Channel One was just static. Right?
I didn't have Channel One either. I've heard you describe it before, but I never had it.
Channel One's a British thing, right?
Channel One exists.
Channel One is a news program for middle school and high school kids. And what it is when you sign up for the program, they actually furnish you with the televisions. So they actually install TVs into schools to air Channel One. Mm-hmm. And then what they would do is they would make a ton of money on advertising. They'd advertise M&Ms and shit like that or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, so what they did...
It's where you want that stuff advertised.
Well, that's like the price you pay for a school to get
free
200 TVs.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a fucking really good deal.
The Desert Eagle 50 caliber.
And they covered the Kony thing in depth.
Chesterfield cigarettes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Kony bankrolled Channel One.
Yeah,
they covered the Kony thing.
It was pro Kony though.
Yeah.
No, yeah, they covered the Kony thing.
Do you guys
hate
your parents too? Like,
weird. Yeah, I never
ever wish you had a machine gun and a cool new dad.
Yeah, I never looked into it because almost as soon as it started going around, people were like, oh, that's bullshit.
Ain't no bedtimes in the jungle.
He's already disbanded, blah, blah, blah.
Nope.
But not really. Like, he still exists, and he's still a guy.
He's like Smash Mouth. Like, they're putting out new albums. You just haven't paid attention to them, you know?
Like, he's still a guy that fucking enslaved thousands of kids and forced them to become soldiers.
And that Vice doc was his all-star, you know?
Yeah.
He's doing county fair.
What was the that Idris Elba Netflix movie? That was
Beast of No Nation.
Is that about him specifically, or was that about...
think so.
I heard but that was really good.
Yeah, that's great.
It was nominated for Best Picture, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Think it was one of those ones that got snubbed. I think that was during the Oscars So White year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
Is he from the Congo?
He is.
From the lost city of Z.
He right now is in the Central African Republic, I think. I think is what it's called. But he's in the South Sudan Democratic Republic of Congo area, which is one of the reasons I could see his name coming back, because those are the two countries that Nikki Haley went to on the grounds that we have to solve the humanitarian crisis there.
Mm-hmm.
When, if you listen to the podcast a couple weeks, it's not that. It's that China's trying to set up deals that we need to somehow get in there and cut these deals off, and we need to be the people to set up those deals.
Yeah.
So
get a rumble in the jungle too.
That's what it's going to be. And
that's where it happened.
I wouldn't be.
It's called Zaire back then.
Now it's just called the jungle.
Yeah.
You're in the jungle, baby. You're going to die.
Probably, yeah. So Omar Hassan al-Bashir.
This guy. I've heard of this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Guy. Well, all these names in the notes were like, I've heard of these people.
He is the leader of Sudan. And he is accused, among other things, of genocide and all the good
genocide
dictator stuff. He seized power in a coup in 1989, and there was one civil war already happening when he took power, and he signed a deal to end that in 2005, and then another one immediately started up in Darfur, and
where it was Welcome to the Jungle. Now, we don't need your civil war. Wow.
You're going a little obscure with the Guns N' Roses.
Well, the thing about
now.
It was, is, you know, with Boko Haram, they looked at those girls and said, you could be mine.
Oh, sure. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
So you get that.
Damn, you know what I call the last Randall Connor episode is the spaghetti incident. Because it was messy or something. I don't know a lot of GNR,
I can't see it. Maybe you need to use your illusion better.
Oh,
God.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll say it every time. I love that in a very limited sound board capacity, you've decided the Howard Dean scream needs the prime real estate.
Absolutely.
Hey, you got to have patience to do something like this. You know what I mean?
God damn it.
Okay.
What? Don't cry.
Oh. You got anything else?
No. Is anyone here named Michelle?
No.
Or are they all just a bunch of Mr. Brownstones?
Oh, man. I don't even know any of these songs, but I can tell when you get pleased with yourself and you've incorporated one into the chat.
I hope it doesn't rain when I step outside. Hey.
I'm so uncomfortable
in here.
It's
November.
It's so uncomfortable. I feel like I'm walking on the sun. I'm just going to do it with Smash Mouth.
You might as well be walking on the sun.
Oh, Randall, I can't get enough of you, baby.
Randall's trying to disconnect the dots.
No, you got it wrong.
I know you're.
I've got it wrong. Everybody, drop the mic.
You're both a couple of all
stars.
That's
not why you don't drop. You don't drop the mic when you get it wrong. Everything you're saying is wrong.
No, don't. I don't think that's true at all.
I'm a believer that we can get started on this.
Very nice. So,
he seized power in a coup in '89. The thing in Darfur, he is accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity there. If you read through the list, it's all the stuff, rapes, genocide, all the hits.
They call it an African full house.
Yep. Everything you expect.
It's funny. I'm picturing, you know, like looking over college, like, you know, like submissions, and it's like, well, I see you have a perfect LSATs, your SATs are flawless, your written submission was very compelling, beautiful. What makes you think you can be the next Osama bin Laden? You know, like, because all these guys, like, it's just like, yeah, I lit 200 girls on fire. And it's like, oh, yeah, I started a civil war after I ended the first one, mostly so I could start the second one.
Yeah.
I like how he's described as hot-headed, like there are warlords that are even-tempered.
Yeah.
Yeah, a cool, collected. Gustavo Fring might be considered even-tempered, but he's fictional. Really, so,
yeah,
you know?
He's fictional. He's not a warlord either.
Yeah,
he's kind of a warlord.
No, he wasn't really.
Maybe a minor czar. Czar is like a tier.
He was a minor czar.
Drug czar.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Yeah. And I forgot that Gustavo Fring
wasn't real.
That
happened in New Mexico, not Africa.
New Mexico.
Same shit, you guys. Come on. You remember when Reagan gave the tear down this wall speech in Albuquerque, right?
A lot of stuff got torn down in Albuquerque.
Mr. White, tear down this podcast.
Yeah, he's described as quite hot-headed, prone. Well, before we get to one thing I love, he's won re-election in 2010 and 2015, all while having international warrants issued for his arrest. If that's...
Come and get him.
Yeah, that's the best presidential scandal ever.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. That's like having 5 stars in GTA and becoming the mayor.
I don't play video games. but yeah, he's described as quite hot-headed, prone to angry outbursts, especially when he feels like his pride's been wounded. What
does that remind you of anybody? I don't know. It's
shitty
odd
to live in a country with a leader like that.
It's shitty to be in a room podcasting with one. I mean, I'll just say that much.
Rather you not.
Don't talk about Jeff that way.
Say that again. Yeah. You anger my pride.
I don't know if you guys... I was referring to Randall. Was that not clear?
I will break your collarbone.
Jeff will genocide your people.
I like how you try to...
Meaning roast comics.
Please.
Yo, look, I think world would be a lot better if that was the thing that happened.
If I can be the meep of all the roast comics genocide, then, oh my God, I'll do so many jobs for me.
He also mostly keeps power because his opposition is way too divided to mount any kind of good response.
See, it's sort of like how Sauron maintains his control over Mordor because of the warring elves and the dwarves. They couldn't get together. Yeah. But then when you have a fellowship to do it, that's when you see that friendship is what leads to creating something wonderful, guys.
Dude,
my axe.
What?
And my sword.
My shitty remarks.
It would be
we're doing references.
I guess we're doing a Lord of the Rings thing.
Oh, I get it. Okay, I don't fuck with Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I'm to Tom.
Don't
Bombadil
fuck with Lord
whatever.
Of the Rings. Let me tell you what.
I don't.
Bakhtar Belmakhtar, huh?
Yeah.
How about that name right off the bat?
Yeah, that's like being like Dougie Doug.
Yeah, Mokhtar Belmakhtar.
He's the Dougie like Doug of.
I think that's how you say the N-word in Klingon.
I hope so.
I did say it with a very Klingon affectation.
Yeah, too. Yeah, yeah.
Mokhtar.
Mokhtar.
This guy's got it all.
There's a great fucking William Riker line where they eat this shit called gach on the Klingon warship, you know, which is a live worm, and the pleasure that the Klingons get from eating it is when it dies in their stomach. And then, you know, he's like learning the Klingon culture, being on board with them or whatever, some kind of like fucking exchange program. And he's taking a bite of it.
Really good episode.
It is, yeah. And he's like, yesterday I didn't know how to eat gach. It's just like the most overacted fucking line ever. It's great.
I'd say Riker Googling is one of my favorite Twitter accounts.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mokhtar Belmakhtar. The great thing about him is he's straight out of a Bond movie.
Yeah, this guy
but
is
like
a...
But like if they allowed black people to be villains in Bond movies.
Right, well, sure.
It's not
sure.
Baron Samedi.
I mean,
I feel like
you
it's
mean aside
worse
from
to have a black villain.
Live and Let Die.
You want to have a black Bond, take down Samedi. A white villain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you guys feel about a black Bond? I think it'd be sick.
Oh, yeah.
I want Idris Elba to do it.
Idris Elba should be the
next
Bond.
Yeah, it would be great.
I like how everyone just decided to nominate him, and he was just like, I don't fucking
It was like the Donald Glover Spider-Man thing. You know,
he wanted that, though.
Well, yeah, Donald Glover wanted that. Well, yeah, but Idris
that
Elba,
just into it.
There's always one actor at any given time where we're like, that's the next James Bond.
And everyone's always like, they just nominate him for every black guy role.
No,
or like, and not even a black guy role. They're just like, you know who would be good for anything? Idris Elba.
Because
like,
he's fucking, dope.
Yeah, he's great. But that doesn't mean you have to nominate him for James Bond all the time. Like, I'm sure it would be fine. But like,
sounds like you're uncomfortable with a black James Bond.
Yeah, it sounds.
No, that's not. Yeah.
Someone thinks they're going to be Bond someday. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to Mokhtar Belmakhtar. This guy's got the best nicknames. One of them is One Eye. Can you guess why they call him One Eye?
Because he's a dick.
Oh, damn. All right, dude. Fuck yeah.
Woo. This guy's other nickname? Mr. Marlboro.
Ooh.
Not the Marlboro man?
No, well, there's already a Marlboro man. He wants to be Googleable, I'm assuming.
But it's about time we have a black Marlboro man. We can have a black James Bond. We can have a black Marlboro man.
This guy understands two things. That's child soldiers and SEO.
Yeah. He cared enough about not overlapping with the Marlboro man. Like he was like, no, I don't want to violate
anything.
I don't want to step on any toes.
We don't know that he gave himself the nickname.
You don't fuck with RJ Reynolds or
bro,
whoever
the Mr. Marlboro man, bro.
I like how we turned him Armenian.
I call him Colonel Smokes or something.
Colonel Smokes is good.
Yeah.
But he's called Mr. Marlboro because he funds his jihadist activities. I don't know why.
He just pulled out the finger guns, man.
His old pew-pew jihads.
Yeah. When you talk jihadist activities,
it's just a bunch of firing old-timey pistols.
All Yosemite Sam on it.
He funds those activities by selling tobacco illicitly. And, like, I don't know if...
Is he in eighth grade?
Is it illegal?
He's like, I stole this carton from my grandma.
Yeah, he sells tobacco.
I got a couple of slaves done fell off the truck.
Also, not sure if I mentioned One Eye. Yeah. Great is that? That's pretty cool.
And he fought in, he was in Rambo 3, right?
He fought in Afghanistan against the Soviets. So,
boy, we really created
real
some
training
real fun
ground
stuff
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Then this guy is probably not going to be that hard for James Bond to take down. He has no depth perception, you know.
It's not like they're playing basketball.
Just channel him to a game of cards.
I don't think any of Bond's villains have both eyes.
This is a good point, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Le Chiffre.
So, I'm actually just thinking of supporting characters from Austin Powers because I haven't seen a lot of James Bond. I assume they're based on James Bond guys, so it's close enough.
Yeah, well, his Blumfeld was Dr. Evil, right?
Yeah.
As of October 2016, his wife claims he's still alive and well. So I guess we're just going to the wife. It's like when you can't get a hold of him, you talk to the missus.
Yeah. We've tried to kill him a few times, and we...
That's a reliable source, though.
Well, yeah. He said...
Yo, my woman knows where I am. Am I right? Who beats your kid?
People have said he's dead a few times, and then he also keeps coming back.
Doesn't he come back in, like, big sunglasses and stuff, though? So, like, you can't tell if it's him?
Yeah. Like when you thought the Ultimate Warrior died, and then he came back, but you were like, is it a different guy?
Is it really him? Yeah, just like that.
Yep.
One thing I left out, he wages his jihad under the name the Signed in Blood Battalion.
Worst Stevie Wonder song.
This guy...
Who was that? The Ruthless?
Huh?
Was that Ruthless Records?
What?
That did the Signed in Blood Battalion? Who was that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Death Row? Something like that?
We're trying to cue up the joke that you've written into your own show notes. And you completely whiffed. We went straight up underhand, like, here you go, buddy. Adam wrote parenthetically, debut album at Interscope Records in May.
Yeah, I'm the one I'm the one derailing the podcast right now.
I tossed
people
you a
love
softball.
This, all right? People love this.
I tossed you a softball. You looked at it go past you and say, what the fuck are you talking about?
So, Mokhtar Belmokhtar, the Stephen Ellis.
Whoa, dude. All right, that's not cool. Sorry.
Stephen Ellis, who was an academic at the African Studies Center in Leiden in the Netherlands, says of Mokhtar, he is one of the best-known warlords in the Sahara.
This sounds like when
so we'll know about him soon.
This sounds like when you read a comedian's bio that they clearly wrote for themselves. Like, Jeff May is making a big impact on the L.A. comedy scene. You know, whatever.
I think I'm making a pretty good
actually.
I think you are too, but I just picked you as an example because I didn't want to pick another comedian not in the room and seem like I was shitting on them because I'm actually a very positive person. I like to lift people up.
You are absolutely not.
That's not what happened because you just you singled out a guy who's successful.
You made me feel bad about myself.
And then made him feel bad.
Let's not go and call me successful.
I think Jeff is nuanced enough to understand what a joke is. Maybe if you'd ever delivered one, you might feel the same.
Jeff's actually not that nuanced.
My nuance is I have the subtlety and nuance of a thunderstorm. Is that a thing?
He whispered thoughtfully into the microphone, hoping everybody liked his riff. I don't want to fight with Jeff. I like Jeff.
It's a terrible idea to fight with me.
Connor, I don't care.
Because I'll threaten to beat you up and then do nothing.
I don't care if you like
me,
Connor.
Better comic than you.
It's okay. I don't care if you like me either. I give you every opportunity.
You seem like you care. Well, too much.
I feel bad for you that you don't get to appreciate me, a very cool, funny person. I do feel like you're missing out.
So
that's self-aggrandizing.
We don't have comments.
Were we going to do that last section, or have we run long?
Oh, well, I was going to talk about it's way off target, and we went long, so we don't need to talk about them. But go study up the Jalisco New Generation Cartel. I think that'll probably be an episode.
Jalisco. This part of your email made me think we were going to be killed for talking about it on this podcast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that is
this guy's getting kind pig's heads.
I was like, I think you need to, this needs to be extracurricular for the audience, cuz
yeah, cuz there's one guy in here who like was arrested in LA at one point, and yeah, it's crazy.
Jalisco and the New Power Generation.
Yeah, it's a very Prince sounding name.
I don't want to end up like the anonymous dudes who tried to fuck with the Los Zetas. And
did that happen? Oh
yeah.
Should have been more anonymous.
In my neighborhood, tagging us up a lot lately.
Oh, I call MS-13 Loco Haram.
Me and Quincy did an episode about MS-13. So, but it was subscription only, so they're not going
to. Oh, big shout out to the Diamond Street gangsters in my neighborhood that are tagging up shit to keep new apartment complexes from opening up and keeping our rent low. I love you guys.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wendy Starling has a great bit about that, where she started tagging gang signs everywhere.
Oh, that's awesome. Wendy Starling's fucking amazing. Oh,
yeah, Wendy's great.
If you're in New York, go see Wendy Starling.
Yes.
Whenever you hear this, find out where she's performing. Go to Glamour Puss.
Oh, someone said of Wendy at an open mic that we used to do in Orange County many years ago, she looks like the bride right after she dug herself out of the coffin. It was one of the funniest lines I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, Wendy's great. The Jalisco New Generation Cartel. One thing that I think this will be its own episode. One thing I never thought about that it gets brought up when you look into this group in particular is a lot of our current heroin problem has to do with legalizing marijuana. It's because that cut cartel profits by so much that they were looking like they're a business. They're not just going to lose 40% of their business, and they actually landed on fentanyl as the thing that they can produce. Like, fentanyl's going to be like the next crack, because you can just make it in a lab. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it's like a thing of like, you know, fucking Goldman Sachs, you know, has a shitload of stock in McDonald's, and then they take a shit. It's like, you know, that money's going to go somewhere.
And yeah, so, yeah.
Like, we'll put it back into Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
I like how they were smarter than Blockbuster.
That's very funny.
But that obviously doesn't have anything to do with Africa, but I feel like that's a name you'll be hit.
So look it up, the Nabisco New Generation Cartel.
they're described as the ISIS of drug cartels.
Check out the Tabasco click.
They are especially violent, and me and Randall don't want to talk about it. We live in Los Angeles, and we don't want
to
die.
We got shit to lose, man. Not like you and Jeff.
What are they going to do, take more of my teeth?
Exactly. We don't really have comments. Should we take some comments from the live stream?
I think so.
I think from the live stream, because I have to imagine there's they've had some words.
They're asking for us to release this uncut. They don't want you to edit it down.
It's going to happen uncut.
I mean, I'll edit.
Someone goes, do comments from the last Randall and Connor episode.
Oh, that'd be funny.
That's
It would take a long time to get back to it, but
it's called Fight Club Happened Here.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd download it earlier thinking I was going to listen.
Yeah, we'll do comments from that. There's only 114 comments.
Wow. Yes.
Boy, we used to get a lot of comments.
Wow, 17,200
fucking listeners just on the SoundCloud.
And I was a few of them.
That's when I had crack to
wait.
Put
fuck
behind.
Yeah, Barrel Man.
Oh, that's a Filipino. Everyone in my toy. Family.
Oh, that's right. There was a Barrel Man in the room. Oh, I was like, what does that
even
mean?
I didn't even do the comments music.
Yeah, we got to do Your Voice Matters.
You know, it's a big world out there. It's easy to feel like the things you say don't even fucking matter. Now, I want you to know that's not true.
Unless you're Randall.
A little true.
Unless you're Randall, then it's very true.
We call this segment Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past few shows and respond to them personally.
PRC and Neely?
Faded out, Brett. Rest in peace, Brett. He's died since the last episode.
R.I.P. Pour some out for Brett.
Brett's dog is my favorite dog. Aside from Winter Soldier.
Well, excuse me?
I'm going to edit Randall out of this podcast.
Yeah. You know,
Brett has a great dog named Biggie.
Mm.
That's a pretty great name.
That's right. What about my cats?
Randall, would you ever like to be loved by something?
Hmm?
Randall has a really good cat.
I have a great cat, and I'm engaged. Go fuck yourself.
Guess. Oh, yeah, that too.
Shout out to Marissa.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mazel tov to you and your fiance. Good luck.
fuck you.
That was nice.
It was nice, technically. I said it with a shitty tone, but nothing. None of the content was actually negative.
I like the comment, "In Brett we trust." I just want to throw that out there.
Here's a comment.
We should say, because this will probably pass the edit point, we're reading comments from the last Connor Randall episode.
Yes.
So from about a year ago.
Yeah, 1 year ago. I'm going to get... This is... How is this not a movie yet? Is that your name? You must be a fucking podcast.
I believe
it's
I believe it's at How Is Not a Movie on Twitter.
Oh, okay. I'm going to guess Jack O'Brien, misspelled, listened to this episode and fired Adam Todd Brown on the spot. Pretty sure everyone told you having Toxic Connor on the show was a bad idea.
And also hashtag Toxic Connor.
Hashtag Toxic Connor.
They spelled my name wrong, too. How hilarious would it be if that was the reason?
you know, that piece of shit on here.
I would have fucking killed myself. I would have felt so bad.
That would have been pretty great.
Yeah.
Locrius says, I think from now on, either Connor or Randall should be a surprised guest whenever the other is on.
Well, it took a year, but we got to you, baby.
Was it a surprise?
Just have one come in and hit the other with a chair.
Wouldn't we like that?
Yeah. Lee Kinsella said, I immediately subscribed to the Mean Boys podcast after this episode was over, just saying, Randall, please learn how to take a joke. To which Randall Maynard replies a year ago, take a dick.
Oh, fire, dude.
That's a good dismount, actually. I like that.
Yeah, that was good.
Newark is a no-go zone for Connor. Unpops live in NYC, about 20 wild Puerto Ricans rolling through. Connor is doing the show. Don't fly EWR. I put that on Brett. What the fuck are you talking about? You want to be tough guy dildo?
I don't know what happened with... This guy used to comment all the time.
He was the original toxic.
Until we started charging.
Well, no. At one point, Vanessa Gritton... really gave him a tongue lashing.
He was talking about catcalling women and how he thinks it's okay.
And
she was like,
"Wait, who
is
the catcaller?"
This Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, this guy.
So people that hate me like catcalling.
I do believe he's also the reason we say the hood fucks with Unpops.
Yeah.
So maybe the hood doesn't fuck with Unpops anymore, but yes, they do.
Oh,
I want to read this next comment.
Oh,
it
please.
Says, Randall comes off as a bit of an ass clown here. Laugh a little, you douchebag. I laugh all the time, and I am an ass clown.
That guy's name is Cuck.
Sung Cuck.
What a comeback, Randall. You should have just told him to take a dick.
Someone just wrote, Mary Jane Foxy goes, this episode was a bit hostile. Did Randall meet that dude in the parking lot after the show?
Ooh.
You know, as we were recording
I
was literally thinking, how are we all going to leave here?
I remember there's a very awkward kerfuffle in the fucking living room where I was like, should I go? You guys say, all right, I'll go later.
Yeah, I don't remember the aftermath. I think I might have started drinking.
You just left because you were, I don't know what your problem is.
A Rudy Huxtable.
Oh, yeah, we hung out.
You busted my balls about not being able to take anything, and then you just like bailed out immediately afterwards.
Like, what is it going to do, continue talking to you? You know what a fucking chore that is?
Oh, my God!
It's a nightmare, dude.
So Andrew Fedge says, Connor seriously comes off like a dick. I understand roasting, but you still need punchlines. He was just ripping people for nothing and just trying to drive a wedge onto any and every sound break. It wasn't funny. It didn't work. Please, let's not try this again. Well, fuck you, Andrew. We just tried
if I may suck a dick.
And it went worse.
I disagree.
I think this was a little more fun. Jeff here is great. We need as much buffer as possible.
I just like, ooh.
And I could barely get any buffer. Yeah.
This is like when you're like seeing an ex-wife at a party. It's like, all right, if there's 100 people, it'll be fine.
Fuck Connor, LOL.
This is what happens when Jeff isn't on the show to threaten someone with violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh look at
ooh,
that.
Ooh, fuck Connor. I think I'm going to read it like that instead of, ooh, fuck Connor.
Brett's hat joke made me laugh out loud on public transport. Looks like I can never take the bus again.
Not how the bus works.
Edit that out, Brett. Please. Yeah, there's way too many. I mean, we can't read.
It's a lot of it, but it's just people had opinions.
Yeah.
And they were unpopular. Mm. Oh, most of them are all from one dude.
Most of them are from the guy who, I believe this is the guy, Chet Wilde, had a show in upstate New York. And this guy drove to see him and brought him a shirt. Like a button down. He was just like, I got this shirt that I think would look good on you, man.
Hey, how about your shirt? You want the shirt?
Chet took the shirt. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Might have been a nice shirt.
I'm going to need a new shirt.
You don't
want to
be killed by some Buffalo Bill Ed Gein motherfucker.
In case I get on some sort of like game show or something.
A game show?
It's like, Randall, like, I let
wouldn't
you
it be
talk,
weird if we were both
you
on
say.
One?
This is all.
Huh? Did you say I let you talk?
I do.
You
don't I could.
Let
I could
talk.
Jumped over
you
what we're talking about.
Talk.
I could have. No. I. You see, this is what could I'm. This is what soon. I'm interrupting. Is gems like these,
and people would never know.
Yeah.
Periods synced up. Oh, whoa. Whoa. What are you? A couple of broads or something? Oh,
I'm a big fan of the Mean Men, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. What are you? Some kind of fan of us or something? Oh.
Jesus, all the comments are from that one guy.
Yeah.
Are you autistic? That was funny. That was on accident, so I won't give you points for it.
Yeah, let's get this is
there's it's just there. It's just there.
There's, go out and
I
read
want
the
you all to know I appreciated the awkwardness of it incredibly.
Yes. It was good times.
Connor is the Price is Right smart. That's very funny.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Well, we should. What do we have to plug before we? This goes up this week, so now when I plug The Darkest Hour, it makes sense.
When's The Darkest Hour, Adam?
It is November 10th, Jeffrey, at Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica at 11:30 p.m. You know what would be great?
You know what?
Is if there was another comedy show happening that same night that people could
Adam?
Go to.
Adam,
no, hear me out.
I'm about to blow your mind.
Okay.
Blast from the Past is the second Friday of every month, and this month, that is November 10th, the same day. You ready for this? As The Darkest Hour.
Oh, my God. So it's like people could go see your show.
They could see our show. The show starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7.
Right.
They can go to Blast from the Past in beautiful Magnolia
it's
and
beautiful.
Burbank. Right?
Stunning.
Watch the show.
Watch it.
Leave. With a comfortable enough buffer.
So much time.
Arrive in Santa Monica. You could maybe get a snack from the Slinging Korea food truck outside of Blast from the Past, or you could go to some place on the 3rd Street Promenade before
The Darkest,
the darkest hour.
Yeah. And then come see me tell jokes at The Darkest Hour. Yeah. I'm headlining this month.
Very good
which
show.
Which is good because I also have to go see the Coat Hangers record a live album in Long Beach that night. Very
Fuck
excited.
Yeah.
What about the 25th? Is there anything going on that Saturday?
There is also a live podcast the 25th. Of November. That's right after Thanksgiving, but we don't give a fuck. LA's fun during Thanksgiving because it's a fucking
no traffic, baby.
Ghost town.
It's the best.
It's amazing.
LA in December, it's just not. It's 60 degrees, plenty of parking. It rules.
Yeah. If anyone is gonna fly out for anything, fucking come out to LA during Thanksgiving.
It's certainly affordable to fly during the Thanksgiving season.
Yeah.
I don't know when you'll fly cheaper than if you
but like I will say this though, like you're fucking if you're gonna get an Airbnb, they'll be crazy cheap.
Yeah.
Because so many people just want to rent out their place. Also, Wednesday, November 15th, I'll be at Bark at the Barkley. I don't know where that is yet. I just got booked for it this morning, so
very nice.
I know, I'll let you know.
You can listen to me and Adam on Conspiracy the Show on the M-Pops Network.
You sure can.
Weekly episodes. Two of them are free a month. Two of them you got to pay for on the Patreon. Check those out. I also got a little show called the Mean Boys Podcast.
Yeah.
Scripted comedy entertainment in your ears five times a month. We have a Patreon as well with bonus content. We just did a table reading of our Karnak and Tyler Dawson TV pilot. That probably doesn't mean a lot to most of you, but some of you might think it's kind of cool.
Do you breathe?
No, I think
Jesus
quickly.
Jesus Christ, that was like the Micro Machines
Well,
guy.
It's also just like fucking like, this is boring shit, so I'm trying to get it out in an efficient manner.
But now
the Unpops guy that came out to my show in Minneapolis, sorry to interrupt, was, I apologize to Jeff, I care about Jeff. he was like, I know everybody skips the plugs, but I actually listen to them, so thank you guys for coming out in Minneapolis this week. There's a lot of Unpops people, they were great. You can see me at the Madhouse Comedy Club in San Diego, California, 11, 24, and 25. Also, headlining the Kreuzberg Cafe in San Luis Obispo on December 8th. And headlining the Rec Room Comedy Club in Huntington Beach December 12th. Oh, and I mentioned the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, which is a surprisingly fun place. It's just a bunch of old white people in boats, but they're just all like fucking crazy and fun. So that's December 22nd and 23rd. I'd love to see some of you, see you guys out there. And I will hang out with you if you want afterwards for just about as long as you want. So let me know you're coming.
That was boring.
It was boring, I did my best to do it quickly.
We nailed it.
Yeah, we killed it.
Yeah, you guys vamped really a lot.
Hey,
yeah.
Randall, honey, wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Randall, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I'm writing and doing a bunch of stuff for a branch off of the Cracked site called Cracked, What the Hell is Happening Now. You can find it on Facebook.
What?
Yeah, check me out on Twitter at Randall Maynard because I got a link to my YouTube channel. aside from all my sweet tweets that I got going on, those sweet hot tweets.
You know, you
sweet
know what's funny? I do think Randall is pretty funny
tweets,
on Twitter.
All those sweet hot tweets. Go Stephen to my King YouTube channel. Shut the fuck up. And
what do you do on YouTube?
Subscribe to my YouTube channel because I got a new short film coming out soon.
Oh, a new short film. That's cool.
And it's pretty cool. Nice. And it's cool. Probably more creative and more effort than you've ever put into anything you've ever done.
No, I try incredibly hard on all the projects.
I love doing that Spider-Man video that we did with you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, I love doing that video that we...
We're going to do an awesome short film together one day, Adam.
It's all right.
That's just any... Even if it was a feature length, that would be just any film that Randall makes because he's very short, as we have established on the show.
Oh, my God.
I don't see how that's a... That's just a...
You could have ended this.
Do you want to... I talk feel about like eye color. I don't know. There's this
you
could completely
have ended this.
Random.
I refuse to make eye contact with you.
Huh?
That's because you're autistic.
You're a coward.
I can make eye contact with anyone anytime I want. It's a deliberate choice with Randall.
Because you're afraid.
Me and Adam,
you don't know
me and Adam are staring deeply into each other's eyes.
We're locked right now. It's pretty great.
We're doing some Avatar tail like bending. I see
gonna,
you type shit.
Adam, I just
Randall
know,
smells
gonna,
really good.
I,
by the way,
I wanted to tell you, Adam.
Oh, he has a gland when he's in fear.
If I beat Connor with a microphone.
I don't think you could lift. These are very heavy, Randall. They got a solid base, so they don't topple over if you get an accident.
Randall, you're made of sticks.
Me, I'm scrappy though.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out of here. This was fun. Randall, say goodbye.
I love you.
Connor, say goodbye.
Randall is a crypto Nazi.
Jeff, say goodbye.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
You get the most awkward fucking episode ever, rookie call.
I don't care if this is used against me.
I'm just pointing it
out. I'm looking right in the camera right now. I'm going to fucking kill this guy. I'm going to murder him.
You can't. You literally can't.
When he shows up dead, I'm going to be the prime suspect, and I don't give a shit.
Your hands weigh like 2 ounces each. If you punched me, it would just be like throwing marshmallows at me.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.